Welcome to Wiregrass Ways, a celebration of the heritage and traditions of South Georgia. Wiregrass Ways is a production of WWET Valdosta, Peach State Public Radio.
Okay, good evening, everybody, and welcome. At this time, everybody is going to have candles, and we all are going to sing.
December 12th, the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, is an important religious fiesta for South Georgia's growing Hispanic population. The Virgin of Guadalupe is the patron saint of Mexico. On this rainy December evening, the Knights of Columbus Hall in Valdosta is decorated with twinkling Christmas lights, the red, green, and white colors of Mexico, and a special altar to Our Lady. The celebration is organized by the Catholic Church and its migrant ministry volunteers. Clara Taylor recalls the first celebration nearly a decade ago.
I think it was in 1990. Almost sure that it was 1990, the first one that we celebrated in Haida. Knowing how important is the devotion of Our Lady of Guadalupe to the Mexicans, to some extent to the Guatemalans too, we decided to have a celebration, and we did. And since then, we've been doing it every year. All the time, we try to have the procession with daylight, you know, and the mass, and then the dinner afterwards, and some kind of fun day for them, but also very spiritual.
The celebration begins with a candlelight procession of the children in the Knights of Columbus. The children carry roses, the symbol of the Virgin of Guadalupe, and lay them at her altar. As the procession passes, everyone sings a traditional hymn which describes the miracle of the Virgin. The Virgin of Guadalupe appeared to Juan Diego, a Mexican Indian, in the year 1521, shortly after the Spanish conquest. The Spanish bishop refused to believe that the Virgin had appeared to an Indian, so Our Lady gave Juan Diego a sign. She caused roses to grow on the barren hillside. Juan Diego carried some roses in his cloak to show the bishop, and when he let them fall to the floor, the image of the Virgin was emblazoned on the cloak. The Virgin of Guadalupe is a powerful symbol for the poor and oppressed. In his homily, Father Mark Fallon links the Virgin's message to the lives of Hispanic migrant workers in South Georgia.
Many people come to the United States who don't know the message of Our Lady. Christ has come to tell the world that discrimination against a person, culture, race, or language is a sin against God.
The Mass is given in Spanish. As one participant put it, it's just so much more meaningful in our native tongue. Kevin Boland, the Bishop of Savannah, understands the importance of language.
I want to tell you this also. This is only the second time I'm attempting to read the Mass in Spanish, so forgive all my mistakes.
This has been Wiregrass Ways, a celebration of South Georgia folklife. Wiregrass Ways is written by Laurie Summers and produced by Tom McCourt, Craig Klein, and Teresa Sanders. I'm Martha Gibson. This program is supported by Valdosta State University, the Georgia Council for the Arts Folklife Program, and the Georgia Humanities Council. Wiregrass Ways is a production of WWET Valdosta, Peach State Public Radio.